Hello everyone, thanks for joining. We have Ryan talking about roles, privileges and security in Postgres.
Ryan, all right,
over to you.
Thank you. I always get to put this at the end of my deck, but it's fairly easy. I'm Ryan Booz everywhere. I try to be. My blog is Software and Booz, which you'll see some stuff from time to time. And I will try and get this updated version in my repo, hopefully before the end of the day, and I will do my best to link it to the website. They have a place for us to do that. So, quick agenda. Roles and privileges. It's something we have to deal with everywhere, whether it's in Postgres, whether it's on your machines, whether it's in your applications. And it's something that, as I've done more and more in Postgres, helped users in Postgres, help people transitioning into using Postgres, understanding roles and how the privileges that we can inherit and use really interact with things. So that's what we're going to try and go top down. It's every time I run through this, I'm actually writing a chapter of a book on this, and it's like trying to figure out the exact order because of all the pieces that have to come together. So we'll start with the building blocks, get through roles, talk a little bit about inheritance, which is really important. And for me, really it's about getting down to object ownership, because I think that's where most people get confused and have a difficult time using Postgres at scale with a lot of people. So quick disclaimers. We won't cover everything. There's just too much, right? But everything I cover in here should be applicable. It is applicable to anything that's currently in support version, which is 12 plus. Honestly, it should work with anything from 9.6 forward, aside from one or two things that have been added over the last few releases. So let's go ahead and dive in. So first, the building blocks. So there's four pieces here. One is just, I want to talk about the building blocks, and we're going to talk about roles, security, and ownership, just to get you through as we go. So if you have been using Postgres for a while, you may or may not understand this, but it's really critical to understanding how privileges and roles work. And so if you are in a hosted environment, this may not matter to you. But again, it's really important to understand, so as you create roles, objects, and the ownership and the privileges, this is how this works. So we have, if this is a bare-bones server, we have a cluster. We have a host, you know, whether it's a VM, whether that's bare metal. And on that host, you can have as many running Postgres clusters as you want. So we just had to talk about clustering, but the actual process running on the host is called a cluster. If you go to the documentation, that's what you'll see. So you can have multiple clusters. They just have to run on different ports. And then once you have a cluster, now this should make sense. Really, there's a lot that goes on in there, but as far as this talk goes, the two pieces that are really critical and really symbiotic to one another is roles and the databases, the objects that are contained therein. So these exist at the cluster level, right? So roles are created at the cluster, databases are created at the cluster. And again, remember, for this talk, cluster is one instance of Postgres, all right? Not many, many instances. And then, like I said, the interplay between these is actually just a little bit more nuanced than I used to spend a lot of my time in SQL Server a number of years ago. And it's similar, right? We're talking about roles or users and privileges, but the way that they rely on one another in Postgres, again, can be a nuance that not everyone picks up initially. So we'll try and talk that through. Essentially, just to show that everything in the database, everything we care about from an object perspective, has to be owned by a role. And so it cannot exist until a role exists, and then it includes a database. And so there's just this back and forth that trying to understand as we go. When you're in the cluster, every cluster has what's called a PG/HBA file, that is host-based authentication. And it's the first layer of authentication. So again, if you're running your own server, this exists, you have to do something with it. If you're in a hosted environment, most of this is taken care of for you if you are in a cloud vendor. And I like to think of it almost like a firewall rule, right? So it's a file that literally shows which hosts and roles can connect to what databases using what authentication method. And it's a matter of reading top down,